Welcome to End of Life University Podcast, where we share real talk about life and death. I'm your host, Dr. Karen Wyatt, and this is a special short bonus episode where I'm sharing with you a brief conversation with Kim Clevenger, who is a casting director in Hollywood. She's seeking participants for a new show, a docuseries dealing with grief and loss. I wanted all of you to know about it because there are probably people in the audience who might be the perfect participants for this show. So we'll move on with my conversation with Kim Clevenger. I'm happy to welcome Kim Clevenger, who I just interviewed for a future episode of this podcast about her grief journey. And we're recording this special bonus episode here so that Kim can tell you about a project that she's working on as a casting director. And she has an invitation for listeners out there who are dealing with grief. So Kim, take over and let us know about the project.
Karen, thank you for having me on today. And thank you for letting me do an announcement for casting for this new series. I haven't been this excited about working on a new show for a really long time because the series is kind of a journey into grief and loss in our society. And the participants will actually have a chance to use some new healing modalities and have the support of some amazing neuroscientists, trauma therapists, spiritual healers to be challenged to move forward in their grief and loss and heal, and not only heal their own lives, but, you know, give the viewers a chance to see that healing is possible after profound grief or loss. And we talked about death today, death and dying, which is taboo in our society for some reason. I don't know why we don't talk about it more. And this show is really going to take a deep dive and explore it. And death is part of this journey, losing a loved one, but there are a lot of different kinds of grief and loss that we deal with. It could be the loss of a job, financial devastation, a physical injury that ends a sports career. It could be a diagnosis of a terminal illness. The world is a daunting place right now. And while all that's going on, there are still people losing their children in tragic accidents, getting told they have terminal cancer, trying to take care of their dying parents. People just have a lot of grief and loss. And I love that this show is going to help the participants and the viewers have new tools, new modalities, open their minds to new ways to heal with grief and see the beauty of life and even loss so that we can take those tragic experiences and move forward in our lives and help other people.
So you're looking for participants to be part of the docuseries, people who are experiencing some sort of loss and working on their own grief process right now. And that's why we wanted to put the word out, because I'm certain there are probably some people listening who might be interested or willing to be a participant. And I know you explained to me before, it's open to really anyone. There isn't any strict criteria or anything about who could contact you to ask about being part of the show.
Yes, everyone experiences grief and everyone is invited to apply to be a participant in the project. All ages, ethnicities, socioeconomic backgrounds, gender identities. I want it to be all inclusive because grief and loss is universal to all of us. And everyone can email me at griefshowcasting@gmail.com and tell me your story of what's going on with you. Include your name, your age, and where you live. Maybe a couple recent photos. Just put your story on paper and send it to me and let me take it from there. Just email griefshowcasting@gmail.com and maybe we can open a conversation.
And so the people who apply don't have to have acting experience. They just have to be willing to be on camera for one thing, and to be courageous enough to share their story and their process as they go on this journey throughout the episodes of the show.
Exactly that. This is not an acting job. This is real people having a very real, visceral healing experience. And it feels like an honor and a privilege to have people share their stories of grief and loss and where they are now with me. And after having my own profound traumatic grief and loss in my life, I have a special connection with the people I'm interviewing, and I'm excited for viewers too, that we all get to heal and move forward together in this series.
This will be amazing, an amazing experience for the people who are participants in the show, but to also know how much they're going to be helping other people. And I'm so excited about this project myself, because for the last few years in this space where I work, we've been talking about how we just need programming that's more realistic and more positive about death and dying and grief to help the masses get past the taboo and be able to start talking about it.
Yeah, we need to open up this conversation, crack it wide open. And I really feel like this show can do that.
Well, I'm really excited about it and so happy that I have a chance to help you spread the message and attract just the right people to be on the series. So if you're listening, that email address is griefshowcasting@gmail.com. And as you can see and hear, Kim is a wonderfully supportive person, a great listener, very empathic, and she'll be a great person to tell your story to and find out if this show would be a good fit for you. So, Kim, I'm excited to see what happens next, and hopeful that just the right people will hear this message and email you.
Thank you. And thank you for being a great interviewer. I'm used to asking the questions, and it was really nice just to let you guide my journey today. So thank you. I'm happy to know you.
Oh, thank you. It's been a pleasure. And the rest of our conversation, listeners will hear in a few weeks down the road. But I just wanted to get out this announcement right away, so I'm publishing it first. So, Kim, I hope we stay in touch, and I want to hear all the next steps and what's happening with the project.
We will. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Well, that's it for this brief bonus episode. I hope some of you out there listening feel inspired to email Kim at griefshowcasting@gmail.com and let her know if you're interested in being part of this docuseries. So I'll see you the next time when we come back for our next episode of the podcast. Bye-bye.